Rusty, I'm looking at your underscoring for A Doll's House. Nice job. I know it's a little bit weird to underscore a scene for a show that you haven't written a musical score for, but you've done a nice job here, and I appreciate that. The only thing, there are little things that I might quibble with, such as Q, colon, Helmer, colon, I would gladly work night and day. And if it were a musical, you would need to capitalize all the letters in Helmer and all the letters in Nora. But I have to say, in spite of the little things that I might quibble with, this is very clear on how I would apply your underscoring to the scene. So the only other point that I want to make is that you've done a good job here, but I think it's a little bit overwritten. Underscoring these days doesn't have to be so fully pronounced as maybe you might see if you look at a classic era show, a Rodgers and Hammerstein show, Lerner and Lowe, or the like, that underscoring is pretty fully explored. I think that's because the composers generally had a sense of what the opera does in a greater way than what more contemporary composers have. Perhaps that's a generalization, but perhaps. So a lot of the underscoring you see, for example, in South Pacific is really full orchestra and fully done. And while that's beautiful, new shows don't do that. So I do feel like this is a little bit more than you need, which is the point that I want to make by that is then the question becomes, where is it most effective? And that's sort of what you need to look for. And in the comedic scene, a lot of times you want to punctuate with chords or stingers. And so you don't need, in certain places you do want to have a fully composed underscoring like you have here for a short time, but it might culminate in a punctuation of some kind against what's being said on the stage. So I learned a lot about underscoring from touring with the National Tour Company of the Second City. And I hadn't really thought about underscoring a lot before I did that, and yet it heightens the scene in ways, and part of the skill of doing that job is learning how to heighten the scene with it and not get in the way of the scene. And I'm not saying that you got in the way of the Nora Helmer scene here, I'm not saying that, but I am saying that maybe some of this, for example, when it's more written with the moving eighth notes as opposed to the chords, I think that's a little more action than might be necessary. But again, it's a matter of taste as well, and it's a matter of how you see the scene, which is important too. So I appreciate the work that you've done here. I think this is very clear. And the other thing I don't see are fermatas. For example, at measure 58, 9, 60, 61, that's going to be repeating. That could say there, vamp, but then in the final measure, which would be 61, right? 15, yeah, you might have some kind of fermata on the third beat rather than two eighth notes, just like a quarter with a fermata, so that you know that that's where the composer says, oh, hang here for a second if you're about to go out of this. That kind of thing shows up a lot, and I don't see it here at all. So just something to think about, okay? This assignment and the comedic one are designed to get you to think about underscoring and give it a shot. Some people don't format it very well, unlike you. You formatted it well, so it's very clear for me to follow. Those are the couple things that I think about your response, that maybe we need to have a little bit of clarity that this is a vamp, or is it two times only or three times only, and then we hold. Another thing that happens that you may not know about, looking at measure 13 through 20, that's a 8-measure vamp, right? So that's a long vamp, and I don't see what the dialogue is there, and that's fine, because you, instead of until colon, you usually say cue to continue colon. But in that case, I might have the 8-measure vamp, and then I might have a single 2-measure vamp that follows it, because I can repeat the 8 measures, but if I get the sense that they're going to move out of it before I can get through the 8 measures again, then I go into the 2-measure holding pattern, and that allows me then to continue into the next section, Torvald, it was then, and at bar 21. So I hope that makes sense. And that's something that you could do as well, particularly when you have long repeats. And long repeats are longer than, I guess 8 bars or longer, okay? You don't have too many, but that is a tactic to take. So I hope that makes sense, and I'll look forward to taking a look at your first assignment on Unit 6, I believe. Everything else is pending, so I look forward to seeing it as soon as I can. My comp deadline is over. I'm working a lot this week to make sure that you're done with the music lab. So I will I'll look for your stuff when it's there. Take care. Bye-bye.